Ruth Ann and I were just talking last week and said, hey, you know, it's probably time to announce that we're just going to be here for one more year. And this gives the Board of Regents a year to set up a search committee and to find somebody else to take over. And all I can tell you is I just thought the time was right. We have a lake home up in Minnesota, and we're going to live here in Manhattan. And come June of 2009, I'll be a professor of leadership studies and history. And I'm telling you what, I'm really going to enjoy this next year, though, because it'll give me a chance to say thanks to our alums, our supporters, and just so many people that have helped us along the way.
If you could kind of tick off the changes that have happened since you began in 1986.
Everything changes, but back in 86 and 87, the number one priority for everyone was we had to get our enrollments up. Enrollments had dropped from 19,000 to about 16,000. People really were concerned about the future of Kansas State. So we put a lot of emphasis on that. And so we went from 16 to 23,000, so an increase of about 7,000 students. Then, too, we wanted to make sure that we were more of a research university, and so we increased our competitive funding from about $15 million to, about $112 million. On the private side, we knew that state support was going to drop, and our private fundraising back in the mid-'80s was about $5 million a year. This year, we think the foundation is going to announce that we raised about $100 million in the past year. And we needed a new library. We needed a new art museum. We were the only school in the Big 8 that didn't have an art museum. And so we've added about 2.2 million square feet of new buildings. And that's more than any 20-year period in the history of Kansas State. And I don't know if you've been over here lately, but we're building some new student housing called Jardine. And that's a $100 million student housing complex. You wouldn't believe how beautiful it is. And so I think we've turned this campus into one of the most beautiful college campuses in America. I think getting our football team turned around, I think that was very important because we really had one of the worst football teams ever. And, we went to 11 straight bowl games under the great Bill Snyder. And so now we have a competitive football program, and our basketball program's competitive. Our women's team won the Big 12. So, you know, people want to have competitive athletic programs, and so we're happy to do that. And then the last thing is I think I'm very proud of the fact that we've had 124 of our students win the Rhodes, the Marshalls, the Truman, the Goldwater, and the Udall. And that's like 30 more than any public university in America. That means we've had more of these prestigious student scholarship winners than any public university in the Big 12, the Pac-10, the Big 10, the ACC, the SEC, or the Big East. So we've got great students here and outstanding faculty. I guess, you know, we feel like we've got this place turned around.
Can you describe a typical day for you, or if there is one?
No, every day is different, but generally speaking, it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You know, when you're president of the university, you live right on campus, so you never leave it. You're here all the time. And if it isn't academics, it's administration. If it's not either one of those, it's athletics. There's always something to do. You know, the days go from about 6:30 in the morning till about 11 o'clock at night. And weekends are a little less so, but, you know, you think about a lot of Saturdays and Sundays and Friday nights, there's a basketball game or a football game or a volleyball game. And so, I'll tell you, in a job like this, there is no respite. You really have to enjoy it. I do. I've loved every minute of it. It's really been a lot of fun.